With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has ordered a pause in military aid to Ukraine. BBC correspondent James Waterhouse.
It's a devastating blow to Ukraine's ability to defend itself. America is its single biggest military donor. It provides the scale and speed of military support that Ukraine needs to sustain its fight. We're talking about sophisticated missile launcher systems, armored vehicles, ammunition. When it's happened in the past through political disagreements in the US Congress, President Zelensky says Ukraine has lost land and lives as a direct result.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky says last week's Oval Office blowout with President Trump was regrettable and adds, quote, "It's time to make things right." Also at SRNNews.com, when President Trump addresses a joint session of Congress on national TV tonight, one topic he'll address will be waste and abuse of tax dollars in foreign aid programs like the Agency for International Development. The Salem Radio Network, parent company of SRN News, has launched a private sector campaign seeking voluntary donations to help feed hungry children in El Salvador through the Christian nonprofit international relief organization Food for the Poor. Nationally syndicated talk radio host Mike Gallagher says the organization knows how to reach starving kids through our hemisphere.
Thanks to Food for the Poor and the mission trips I've been on over the years and traveled all over the world, I witnessed firsthand poverty the likes of which I've never seen before. It was always my goal to convey that sense of urgency to our audience. You can't wait weeks or months when somebody is starving today.
More information on the voluntary Food for the Poor campaign is available on the website MikeOnline.com. This is SRN News. Hedy Mero Montefalco is author of the book Living Fearlessly, Why I Left Islam to Win Battles for the Kingdom. Formerly a devout Muslim, she was later drawn to follow Jesus Christ. At the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Dallas last week, she sat for an interview with Lori Tredip of SRN News and declared that any follower of Jesus can have a profound impact in America.
Whether you're a housewife in Northern California or a Pakistani woman living in Texas, you could meet Jesus wherever you are, and you could be empowered to do amazing things. We have the ability, each and every one of us, to change our communities and our country with our vote, with our voice, with our art, with our poems, raising good kids, raising good families. We all have a chance to live fearless in Christ, live out our faith boldly, and make an impact.
She adds she now has in her own ministry called ResurrectMinistry.com and also appears on Pastor Jack Ibb's Real Life Network. In Georgia, a debate over cameras, should they stay or should they go?
Some state lawmakers say they should go, that the automated cameras that enforce school zone speed limits are more about making money than about the safety of children. But others are trying to keep the cameras, arguing that they do make drivers slow down. State Representative Dale Washburn is leading efforts to ban the cameras. He says camera companies and local police departments are engaged in deceit and trickery. Two other bills seek to more closely regulate the cameras, but keep them. It appears a legislative leadership supports those compromise bills. Rich Thomason reporting.
Sales and profits slipped for Target during the crucial holiday quarter as customers held back on spending, and the company said there will be meaningful pressure on its profits to start this year because of tariffs and other costs. However, the retailer did beat most estimates. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.